Lavelle, your roving reporter for neurolinguistic programming here in beautiful Scotland, and I have another trainer from around the world for you to meet. We're here today with Dr. Nathira, and I'm going to let you say your last name.
Indrasanan.
Okay, and you are a medical doctor?
I'm a GP. I work as a GP in London. Okay. And now I'm an NLP master trainer teaching GPs around the country, around the whole of the UK, NLP skills.
Great. And how long have you been familiar with NLP?
I first did my practitioner course with Dr. Bandler in 2001. I was working full-time as a GP at the time, and I was actually quite probably overwhelmed by general practice at the time. And I was thinking, what else is going on that I can add on and maybe help my patients a bit more as well, more efficiently. I did the practitioner, and I actually got so much more out of it than I expected for myself as well as my patients. And then I went on to do the master practitioner. I became a trainer in 2003, and then recently, summer 2006, I became a master trainer.
Yes, that was a very special time.
Yeah, it was totally unexpected. It was wonderful. It came at just the right time, because I've just started setting up this practitioner course for doctors as well. So it certainly helps doctors become more aware of the NLP. So that's
And I think that's one of the things that was really appreciated, is that you've taken NLP into an area that we really haven't had the exposure before, and an area that desperately needs some help in that respect, in terms of communicating. And so what are some of the things that you've found that NLP has made a difference for you as a doctor and for the other doctors you teach?
Well, when I did my practitioner, it was a completely different way of thinking when I did the practitioner. It actually made me more confident. It made me communicate more effectively with my patients. I just felt good, which was actually an unusual feeling. For years, I was kind of like stuck in a rut. But the biggest thing was coming out of the practitioner and just realizing that all my colleagues so needed just a little bit of this. They don't even have to do the practitioner, just a little bit. And so that's when I started setting up the trainings. And I just do a day training around the country to give them a tiny dose of it. And you know, I've trained about 2,500 GPs now in the last couple of years.
Wow.
I do them in small groups of 20 at a time. We've done, you know, loads. Mm-hmm. And they love it because it's like they've suddenly got a bit of a lifeline. Things that they can, instead of being stuck with their stuck patients, they've got a way out using things like the meta model. But also they feel they have permission to feel good. You know, they can allow themselves to think more about their own work-life balance, use timeline management, timeline exercises to manage their time, all that. And it's just the most rewarding feeling. So for me, I think the biggest thing is I've just got a great understanding of GPs. I have a real affection for doctors in this country and how much they care for their patients. And the fact that now, with a little bit of NLP, they can make so much more of a difference with
that's
their patients.
That's fabulous.
So for me, that's such a great.
How do you work the program so that doctors, at least doctors in the U.S., I can hear them already, they would say, well, I don't have the kind of time to spend in a practitioner training.
Yeah.
So how do you work around that?
It's the same situation here. Time is a factor. We only get 7 days a year study leave. So I made it a day. And I did a bit of a pilot study to find out what their real needs were. And in order of importance, stress management, time management, motivation, confidence, communication skills, clarity, what they want in their future. So I set up the NLP day, covering time management, stress management, and communication skills. And then I've been tailoring it over the last 2 years. And now we've got a product which is very powerful. I've never had any negative feedback from all the doctors I've trained. Mm-hmm. And just going one step further, this year I've trained up 18 other doctors to deliver it around the country. Because I found that much as I love driving around the country, it took me away from my own practice. So so it was nice to, so it was sort of like a team of doctors teaching other doctors these skills.
That's great.
So a day, and it's not much of an investment. It's a non-profit company. So they only pay, £75 plus VAT to come along. And if they say, I want my money back, we give them their money back. So it's making it accessible.
So they have other days that they can take as well? Do you have other units that they can come back if they want something else?
They're offered to come back for free. I do it per postcode. So we've got about 100 postcodes. So we have training in each postcode twice a year. So say, let's take Bristol as an example. They come along to a Bristol training before the summer, and they can come back for free for all future days, like a refresher. I always say it's like learning to drive a car. You know, you don't want to go on to advanced course if you haven't driven for 6 months. You want to come back and do it again.
Right.
And just learn by doing with the different groups of doctors and that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is there any particular line or phrase that you've heard Richard say that really comes to mind for you?
I think it's the one that a lot of people would think of, which is actually shut the fuck up as a reason. And the reason is because dialogue is such a big thing for doctors. We learn so much in our internal dialogue. And those of us who were good listeners, maybe naturally, have been trained to have a lot of internal dialogue during consultations because there's so much multitasking. So it's great to they really want tools to be able to stop their dialogue. And that's quite a humorous way of doing it. So it's one of the things that always, stick in my mind. I did my training, and now I sort of tell them. Much of the don't like the swearing, they seem to be okay with that one.
That one's allowed. As an internal mantra. They couldn't say it to their patients, although sometimes they might want to.
Yes, that's true. But thank God for the meta model, so I can use that instead.
What are some of your challenges that that you might have now in teaching doctors, and then taking that into what are your plans for the future to do things you haven't done yet with your skills?
Okay, well, the thing I love totally is training, and it's that whole feeling of connecting with the doctors. And I always say at the end of the training, I feel more excited and energized than when I first started. And I always come up to me and say, oh, you must be exhausted. We've been training for 5 solid hours. It's a wonderful feeling. I suppose my challenge at the moment is the fact that it's grown very rapidly, and it's, I suppose, managing it from a business point of view. I want to do more trainings, and I want to just do trainings, but I'm having to sort of learn business skills, which is quite unusual for a GP. So that probably in the immediate future, that's my challenge, but I'm very confident that I will use my NLP skills to get through that and build the company even larger.
And reach more doctors. Maybe come to the US and
actually,
help our doctors too.
I was looking at your logo, and I was thinking all those flags on your logo, that's probably the place to go to start off.
Right, just start on the logo and work your way around it.
Yeah, so we have Acuity Doctor UK and then move around. Just need to start to recognize the flags, and then I can target where I'm going to go. But that'd be really cool.
How would someone reach you if they wanted to learn more about what you do?
We have a website, which is www.acuitydoctor. So that's A-C-U-I-T-Y, like visual acuity, doctor, all one word, .com.
And so acuitydoctor.com.
Yeah.
Great.
And all information and updated courses and the practitioner that we've got coming up in May and June 2007, all those details will be on there.
Now, are your courses strictly for GPs?
Well, the one-day training is strictly for doctors, hospital, or GPs. But the practitioner is open to all healthcare professionals.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, does that include, if they're a dentist? Or
yes, totally. Dentists, even an osteopath, chiropractor, anybody who really works in the healthcare profession, want to learn skills to for themselves, but also about managing patients or clients, that sort of thing.
Now, your specialty is surgery. You're a surgeon?
I'm a GP, in surgery. We call them surgery consultations. You may call them something different in the States.
Oh, okay. We do.
We call it like a morning surgery or an afternoon surgery.
Right.
The morning consultation, afternoon consultation. So seeing patients, I don't work full-time anymore because of the training. So I work on average, it works out about a day a week.
I bet you wish you had NLP when you were in medical school learning.
Oh, totally. I really, looking back, but I know that's also available now.
Yes.
It's becoming more available.
Yeah.
Great.
I have a very good friend of mine from childhood. I've known her, and she was taking a nurse's college course, becoming a nurse. And she called me up all excited one day because they handed out a textbook. And she said, there's a chapter on NLP. And she was so excited. She goes, I'm learning NLP.
Yeah.
And it really made me feel good that they were teaching the nurses these things in the nursing college. So, but it hadn't been in the doctor's area yet. So hopefully you can bring that to be.
It does still seem to me really strange that it hasn't been in the doctor's area sooner. It seems the one area where you get the most benefit.
Yes.
Like a real win-win. The doctor feels they've made a real difference because they really care about their patients. But as Richard was saying, if they haven't got the tools to help their patients, and NLP gives them a lot of the tools, that they have choices. They can pull this out of the toolkit of the meta model or this or that and use it with relevant patients. And it's making such a big difference. So I am surprised. When I first did the practitioner, it just seemed so obvious to me. This should be being used with doctors.
Yes.
And so I think it was waiting to happen. I really think it was waiting to happen.
It's fabulous. I am really excited about this, and I hope that anyone listening who's in the healthcare profession, be sure to go check out your site. And once again, that's acuitydoctor.com. Nithira.com.
Yeah,
yes, that's
great.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nithira, for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing so many great things from you in the future.
Cool. Thanks.
Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, and we're signing off. And stay tuned for another NLP trainer from